the machinations of Project Starfall becoming even more clear, we return to the party.
Sam asked Munis.
No.
Yes?
If a Whisperstone only holds a few people, what does a full tier grown from a Whisperstone do?
If these are able to reconstruct them properly, what a tier should be able to hold. Granted, it would just be empty without new mines.
Sam looks at Munis and like, the goal would be to not kill people, to put them in the tiers.
Well, that is a admirable goal.
It narrows his eyes.
I believe that's why the people of Bismutu take their dying to that one spire we visited, is probably so they could be absorbed into the spire and then used to perpetuate life. I guess it's the life-death cycle in a little more literal sense than, well, the philosophers expected.
Sam nods.
And there is a critical mass of spires at that very specific part, the little cross, as it were. Which is why you're going to find not much life outside. Anyway, we've got other doors to check out. Please, march ahead.
Are we going to be okay just leaving them here?
They're not going to finish for a long time.
Like, how long?
At least weeks.
Well, wait, why march ahead? Why can't we just continuously bring things back here and reactivate all the spires?
Because we have the person actively trying to stop that from happening.
Yeah, we can undo what she was doing.
Yeah, we should also confront her about that thing that she's doing first, because Jade has a great deal more capability to stop us.
I don't know that we'll be able to get back in here if we don't talk to her first, Munis will say.
Yeah, we can't stay here for a week or two waiting.
I mean, if we can come to a resolution or somehow overcome Jade, then yes, for sure, we can definitely do this. But there are bigger fish to fry at the moment.
Okay.
Munis, how far does the connection with the tier go?
In what sense?
In my sense.
Distance?
Yes.
That might depend on who you are. I am directly connected to that thing, and I can feel it. Outside my body, like it's a part of my body.
I think it is a part of your body.
Okay.
Sam, indubitably, Theron.
Sam's just nodding to himself. Mm-hmm.
Were my connection to it ever broken, I probably would just limp body. No brain, no thoughts. Head empty.
Okay.
Puppet right. On strings.
We'll see then.
So I guess there's another door in this room?
No, the way we came.
Yeah, there.
Oh.
Two other hallways at that junction.
Unless you'd like to go swimming with Leviathan over there.
It's like up on the...
It's not doing anything, trying to get at us.
Is it like suckering? Is it
glass?
Like... Yeah, it's like nomming on the structure.
It's not getting through.
No.
Okay.
Kind of like an aquarium.
Comforting. Cute. Except we're the fish.
Well, let's get out of here.
Sam goes back through the door.
Arden will place a hand on the cracked tier and say, I hope we can come back for you. And if we can't, I hope that Jade treats you well.
After you say that, there's a sputter of consciousness. My dearest Jade, gone.
What? From where?
The gem into your brain.
Are you talking to the original one we had or the pink one that Zoss found?
The original one, the one that Mia had originally.
Yeah. It gives you good vibes.
Well, that was deep. I guess we can go now, guys.
Now I say it to the pink one. What does it do?
That's what you hear from behind you, is the pink one does.
Well, then Arden gives it a long look and leaves the room.
Okay. Zaz has got their finger up on the thing, and their eyes are just kind of wide.
Up on what thing?
The pink gem.
Oh. I grab Zaz and pull him off of it.
Do you let go of the bug?
Oh, shoot!
There's a mosquito trapped down here now.
I shoulder check Sauce.
Jeez. High or low?
Gently. Sauce?
Yes?
Let's go.
Okay. Absentmindedly just follows you.
You okay, Sauce?
Those things are dangerous.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Felt like I fell in a dark hole.
Don't touch it.
There's a lot of souls in there, and it's a very big space to store them all. But you were able to get out, so you're safe. Just be careful when talking to them.
Well, I'll think about it later. Theron!
Yes?
Careful about touching those.
I'm not touching them.
Theron's just pouting,
being the one that touched him the most throughout the
whole... I mean, everybody has their own thing. They're just waiting for something to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, I can break some of this crystal up and we can drown and or fight a monster if you want to spice things up.
Like, Theron doesn't understand what we're doing down here because no one's been very clear about it. You guys have more of a goal than Theron does. She is just confused and ready for action.
You're just explaining where Theron's head is, yes. not asking for a course correction.
Yes.
Well, Sam went back out into the foyer.
Oh, look at you with your architectural words.
A lot of follows.
I learned to appreciate it from you, Arden.
Well, you reach that chamber once more. You got the middle path and the right path.
Obviously, we choose the right path because it's the correct way to go.
Excellent roll skills.
We choose the correct door.
Well, Munis.
Yeah?
Where do these other paths lead?
As Moonsea, I primarily only existed going right and left.
What's in the middle?
Don't know.
What's on the right?
Ah, where exceptional Umbra may be constructed.
Therein.
And where data's stored.
What, are we gonna, like, fucking... give her, like, a bionic arm or something?
Let's go upgrade Therin.
I wanna upgrade. Level me up, baby.
Well,
it's a valid concern.
Actually, I think the Umbra station might be the best option for us, because presumably with Moonsea out of the picture, she's probably making a new one.
All right, Theron runs into the right room, gets on a table, and straps herself in.
It's covered by a shield.
Or there might someone be
Yeah, boink the shield.
Sam winks at Arden and holds the spear up and goes, "Open the right door, please."
Hold on, wait.
Which door is the correct door?
Hold on. What if Jade already has someone being made in there?
Yes, that's why we need to stop it.
Zaz jumps off the barrier and lands.
Can we ask if we're going into danger before we open the door?
Who would we ask?
Locus, is there something being constructed in the Umbra chamber? That said facetiously.
Thank you.
You get back silence.
Sam just holds his arms up to Bada like,
okay, we tried. Okay, look.
Okay, let's go home now.
All right, let's just go in, I guess. Obviously nothing in there.
Yeah. I'll change form and extend my eyeball in there.
Did the door open when Sam requested it to open?
No.
Okay, Sam taps with the spear.
A ripple and then fade for that barrier.
Sam gets a sweet fade.
It's like Metroid.
Oh, yeah, this is the rocket door.
You got hit with the missiles. Yeah. Peek in.
Dark hallway of doom and danger.
I don't have night vision.
Well, Theron peeks in. I have night vision.
You actually have low light vision.
Theron, it's dark down there, but you can see that there's murals. Make a history check.
I'm making a history check, guys.
There is stuff on the walls.
15. Oh. Wait, so, that's knowledge, right?
Knowledge, yep. She's like, oh, so yes. You need to use your smarts. Bonus.
Yep. All 15.
So, something in here actually catches your attention.
Something has caught my attention, guys.
The structure of the pirates on the sea right now, you see what looks like important points in the old stories, and above it, there's a aged hyena lady with strings extending from the tips of their claws down into different key persons. Like they're puppets.
It's obviously pirates.
But pirates.
Okay. There's just murals of pirates in here, guys. I don't understand. God. They are not as cool as me, though.
Sam? Sam actually chuckles to himself and then just pulls up his lantern to go down the hallway.
Okay.
How well dressed is the hyena, like, on a, like, as opposed to me?
Like, you walked in with 100 gold worth and they walked in with 1,000. But it's any of the murals that do contain this hyena, they are adorned with finery. It is less like a peacock and more...
sophisticated?
It's sophisticated, yes.
Theron stands in front of it. Because now there's a lantern down there. Just shut up. She stands in front of the painting and just thinks to herself, well, at least she's dead.
So you're calling attention to this figure at the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bit of the hyena. Back at Theron. I think she looks better.
But she's dead. I'm alive.
For now.
Hello. What? Alright.
Okay, oh, that was my outside voice.
What are you doing?
Sam looks at your pirate puppeteer and says, I've seen that lady before.
Wait a minute.
Where?
Theron takes a claw and brushes it across the painting. It's like, this thing is covered in so much dust. This lady is dead.
What do you mean she looks familiar?
When we were on the Ferris to Vippis Marsh right before Munis.
They wave.
Had us burn it down on totally not our fault.
Munis burned it down. We did not burn it down.
Yes, that's what
you helped, and I appreciate it.
We did not.
You mean the one where I got almost drowned?
Yes.
Yes. You remember before that there was a lady on the deck singing.
Oh.
The song. The same song.
Yeah, that lovely lady.
There was a lady's...
I told you I had heard the administrator's song before.
And you got it from some random old lady on a boat. On a smuggling ship.
Wasn't an old lady.
No, she was pretty young.
Okay, well, still.
She was quite pretty, actually.
So you're telling me some lady you saw on a boat is...
This hyena.
Up here in a mural in under the earth.
Sam taps the mirror. This hyena was on that boat with us that night.
She had a very beautiful voice.
Do you raise the lantern up at all when you're doing all those motions, like pointing at it and everything?
Sure, to get a better look.
This reveals that the mural goes all the way to the ceiling, and these chambers have like a 12-foot ceiling. Whoa. When you actually get up there to see where the limits are. And from the murals, threads flow down like rays of light into the murals, and above there's the moons Fate and Karasa and their designs pouring down, and where the walls come up and connect to the ceiling, there is that same hyena with their palm extended toward Karasa longingly.
Well, I think we've just found Jade.
She did tell us we had met before. I just thought that meant all of us and not just Bada and I.
From my scant few interactions with Jade, I believe Jade was just... I think she's still too scared to talk to us in person.
We talked to her.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that was an excuse. When we requested to meet with her, she said the meeting had already happened. She's dodging us. Poorly.
She doesn't owe us a conversation.
Oh, that she does.
I'm just saying you can't make her do anything.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
Bada, please roll a nature knowledge check.
Nature knowledge check?
You didn't have the override sphere.
Bada got a natural one. Theron.
Tongue out, eyes crossed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Theron, please roll a knowledge check.
Knowledge.
For what? Just in general?
And your intelligence.
It's 20.
20? Spot check.
1.
Are you serious? You called it. Really?
20. It's a 2. So it's like, I know something.
It'll hit you later. It'll hit
is
you it, later.
Is that when she physically hits him?
Oh, yeah.
What's he looking at, Theron?
I don't know.
Theron's having one of those, all the equations around their head
is
right
that,
now.
Is that we can also look? Because she's like,
oh. Yeah, I just got distracted looking at, like, the pirate flags. Like, what is this? The, you know.
Oh.
Anything piratey I can, like, acknowledge and recognize.
Yeah, actually, there is something here. Jade is painfully unoriginal because this is what she's doing right now.
What do you mean? Like, pirating?
If my conversation with her was correct, she was impersonating Dominique on a pirate ship sailing for Atlas. I think she's trying to recreate the siege that she has enacted in this mural some time ago.
No, if a plan worked before, why change it?
I don't think we were here before. And I also don't think... we ordered all of her minions to ignore her on a global scale either, so I imagine that's at least slowing her down.
This may be more out of character, but like, how does that tie into a siege?
There is an armada of pirate ships sailing to Atlas. And we have a mural of an armada of pirate ships in front of us.
I see your logic, sir. Good job. just, 1 point.
Down the hall, Zaz is going to point toward and say, how about this? I can't read it.
Oh, Zaz. We haven't taught you how to read yet.
Yet? What?
Turn to Bada with, like, disdain.
We taught him how to start reading. I'm pretty sure Arden even taught him a few spells.
Yeah, he's just looking at modern art. He's like, what does it say? Spots and lines.
Well, Sam will wander down that way with his fancy lantern.
All right. Bada follows because it's dark otherwise.
So, on that end...
It's a blue light, right?
Well, let's just follow the guided tour.
I like the aesthetics.
The mural shifts into Atlas and into a great tower, and then it begins to look like there are family trees extending out and ending in skulls with crowns.
Okay, yes, this is the headmasters of the order, and their presumed lichdom tucked away somewhere into the city, which actually makes sense with the pirate assault, because it's a really simple two-pronged betrayal, because the pirates siege the port, and while everybody's defending the port, then the order rises up from the core of the city and annihilates everybody. It's actually a pretty simple tactic and great way to take down an empire at its core.
Thank you for that. Thrilling analysis.
Are you having a look at any of this, Theron?
Jeez. Sorry. She was, and then taken back by the evil machinations of Arden.
It's blood. It's the information that's in front of her. This is probably a recount of her betrayal of some iteration of Atlas.
So it's a list of names, yes?
List of names with little images carved into the wall.
But in the old language.
Yes.
Sam will look at the most recent one? Whatever that is, top or bottom? Top and bottom.
The most recent carving is Okuma, and it is a skull without a crown. Theron, you have your eureka moment. Now that you've had the example of fresh, new, and semi-old carvings, the one before of Jade reaching out towards Karasa is much newer than the one surrounding it. So maybe, you know, with your personal level of expertise, maybe a few hundred years, maybe longer new.
You're saying the painting is new?
The carving of reaching out toward Karasa is an add-on to whatever the original structure was.
Okay.
Well, Sam will turn to Arden and just be like, Akuma's on here at the bottom.
He was the last headmaster, and
he does not have a crown.
You know, because Okuma was not taken.
I just thought you'd be reassured. Never mind.
Oh, I'm quite reassured by that. But Munis was kind enough to gloat about how he stole the liching process from Okuma. Yes, good for you. And apparently disrupted this thing, but as far as I know, Okuma had no successor, and his impersonator is, well, probably gone.
That was also me. When I was Moonsea.
Okay, well, either way, the order's probably got a gaping hole in it right now. Oh, shut the fuck up. 12-year-old.
He says to his boyfriend.
But the gap of leadership, I obviously wasn't alive at the time, but the process of succession is usually a lifelong goal where the headmaster chooses somebody at a young age and mentors them into eventually taking the role from them when they die.
Is this one you?
What?
Zaz is pointing to a much lower spot on the wall.
But it doesn't have a name?
It doesn't have a name, but it's this little jumpy, angry dog.
That is definitely him.
With a rain cloud and thunder over their head.
Sam holds the lantern real close. That looks just like you, Arden.
Oh, Arden, it's raining over you.
Are there any other names of note?
Those who have history of the order and stuff would be able to identify all of the former archmages.
People that could read the language.
Yeah,
if they could read the language.
But I will take this small carving as an immortalization of my deeds.
Take that, Jade. I stole your art.
Oh, no. That some ancient immortal creature that has been playing mastermind to the entire planet for centuries was so annoyed with me to draw a grumpy little dog. It has no name on it, so Arden will pull out his pen and inkwell and sign the drawing.
Do you want one of us to draw a little crown without the skulls on it?
No, I don't need a crown.
Okay.
Is there anything else on the walls?
There's a lot of other historical events that are given a sense of immortality there, though doesn't seem to have anything that's really jumping out at you.
Fair enough. So we continue on, Ben?
I suppose. My God. Wow. We've been down here for like an hour and Jade still hasn't appeared.
That's because she's scared of us, Zaz says and raises their swords.
Arden points a finger at Zaz and says, I think you're actually right.
I'm getting backed up by Arden.
It was also a dust storm outside.
We should charge forward.
We were teleported in here.
We should carefully walk forward.
Zaz runs forward, doesn't
it? To the room that, as far as we know, is constructing another Moonsea.
They put their swords away and start looking at the floor, walking forward slowly.
Oh.
Sam just pats him on the back.
Well, yes, we should probably continue. I don't think... She wasn't thinking I would take the order, was she?
Would you have ever become an archivist and figured out things were bad if you didn't have your accident?
No. Maybe I'm a puppet. I'm the marionette.
God.
Ooh, actually, I am. I have died once.
You are. He is.
Their bites are most fierce.
When you were doing your speech with the spear, I wanted to be like, you were like, Arden Renshaw, deceased twice.
Dead once, alive twice.
Two times, because you died and then you fake died.
Oh, yeah, well.
That's true.
Hopefully Griff didn't get a raw deal on the bounty of my corpse.
This thing again.
That is a black dragon and a white dragon. Oh, that's not a black dragon. Is that supposed to be a Dracolich?
No, that's a black dragon. Huh. They just have that look to them.
Oh, yeah, it's just there was another black dragon over there. Got the horns.
So you're reaching the end of this hall, and luminescent fungus is growing at the edges of the doorway, providing light and spores in the chamber.
Because we needed more spores in this room.
Sam has one antifungal potion he downs immediately.
Sam, epic adventurer, ridden with anxiety.
Spiders, though.
Fungus.
Spiders and fungus.
What do you got?
What?
What do you got?
Still have two fungal potions left.
How about anybody else?
Spore shit. Let's get rid of it.
All right. In a large decanter. We're talking like four hot tubs smashed together into one giant hot tub of bubbling muck. Umbra-like liquid rises up and out of the water, liquid, a primordial dragon. And then there's heavy breathing coming from two corners of the room on either side of the entrance.
Okay.
With no light in those corners.
Oh, this whole room is totally lit.
Oh, then what's the what's the heavy breathing in the corners?
Well, if you stick your head in, you'll find out.
Do we want to stick our heads in?
Just my head in case it gets
just need the acknowledgement of entering the
yes.
room.
Yes.
Sam sticks the head of the spear in.
You feel something fade away.
Oh, okay. If there's heavy breathing, he's be like, oh, hello.
Arden, you get the vibe that a ward has been dispelled.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I should, like, well, now that'll probably be a little hard on my brain. I was going to say, I should just be totally, like, running Detect Magic right now, but...
And then your entire field of vision is just, like, a beacon of pure light.
Yeah, probably a little overwhelming.
So, does the party enter the chamber, or are you going to kind of, like, just peek in from the corners?
I think we're already committed to going down the hallway.
I grab Beebe and I put him in...
On top of your hair or something?
No, I just stick it in.
Stick in the mosquito?
Yeah. Oh, God. Beebe, what's in there?
They look back at you like you betrayed them.
My hands are still on you. I can pull
I
you back.
I told you my name!
It looks like you're disappointed.
I'm sorry. I go in there with Beebe.
All right.
Arden will enter too.
Like right behind?
Yeah.
Theron, how do you feel about entering dangerous places?
Oh, I'll enter alongside Vada. Can't be...
Sam's behind Theron. It's like, fuck it. Guess we're all going.
And that's just a straight hallway.
Yeah, and we're just, like, perfectly plumb for, like, three breath weapons.
So...
TBH.
On both sides appear to be primordial dragons with dark black scales. They're breathing hard. It seems like they're not fully formed. Like, their outer shell is there, but they're still getting their full mass.
Are they on a pedestal?
No, they are just thrown to the side, it looks like.
Oh.
The one in the vat is writhing about.
Oh, more signs of desperation. What? Arden...
You walk in and you're like, ah, yes, desperate.
Oh, yes, actually. Arden gives a flippant gesture towards Munis and was like, this is what happened with Moonsea. They panicked and couldn't put a dragon together in time.
I have mixed feelings on that statement.
It's not wrong.
No, it's not wrong. I suppose you should be able to laugh at yourself sometimes.
It'll come with time.
It's also not great to poke at people's flaws or mistakes.
I suppose you could use the spear to tell it to cancel the project, Munis suggests to Sam.
That is an idea.
What's the project?
Clearly the creation of life.
Well,
Sam may not be the most intelligent person in the world, but there's a lot of loadedness in that statement.
Yeah, that's...
So this one is in a pedestal?
In a vat. There's a...
Does it look like the one in the Rogueport
Spire? There's a pedestal in front of it.
Does it look like the one from the Rogueport Spire?
No, it looks...
What, more permanent?
More permanent.
But nothing has technically reacted to our presence?
No. It seems like the two things in the corners couldn't be bothered with your presence over what they're currently experiencing.
Okay, Sam will grip his spear a little harder and just kind of like rise it slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Just try not to be too motive.
What? Too imperious as you become king of the dragons?
slay them all! It's mine! And it's like, please, Locus, please cancel creation of current Umbra.
The pedestal glows.
What pedestal?
There's one raised here for you.
Ah.
Sam will walk forward.
Seems like you might want to bonk it with the spear like you did the barriers. It's a waiting feeling. Like an are you sure?
Construct Bang, you destroy the pedestal.
Yeah, I'm not.
You said this has no name. This project has no name?
We don't know if the project has a name.
Yeah.
Munis just suggested that we cancel the current project, which is sketchy as shit.
Yes. Munis wasn't reading off of, like, a tablet that says this is what this is. It's their perception.
Whose project is this?
Zaz pokes her head up. Probably Jade's.
Sam will ask, whose project is this?
You receive the information right into your brain. This project was commissioned by Jade.
Sam just looks at there and goes, yes, but he will walk forward to the pedestal, but instead of bonking it, he's kind of like side-eyeing Arden and puts his hand on it, all connected to the spear, and just is like, please cancel all orders from Jade.
The three creatures let out a last gasp and melt back down into their original substances, spraying themselves all over the floor.
What?
Oh.
You wanted to use them?
Oh, well, actually, since Umbras are sentient and they're obviously in a lot of pain, I was going to say we could combine them together to make a proper dragon or some terrible, like, poor man's Tiamat and turn them against Jade. But...
if they weren't fully formed, they may not even...
The pedestal and the vat are going to vanish into the floor. Shit, fading.
Never mind.
No toys for you.
I was going to suggest an addendum to that of canceling all future projects from Jade.
Huh. It's like, okay, well, these won't be attacking us in the back.
These won't. I assume she probably has something else.
Theron, is it like, can you, like, do something with the goo?
I don't know.
That might be a dangerous thing.
To touch the goo?
To try to do something with it?
I don't know, man.
I mean, Theron is practically goo.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I've seen the porn.
Whoa. Bada jumps in.
Whoa. Any character from this has porn. It's not Theron.
Sorry. Continue on.
Then Theron slowly approaches, like, I guess puddles are getting closer to us.
They seem to be drawn to you as you get closer to them and starts rippling towards you. As a form of motion.
Can I sense motive on a pole?
Yes.
Arden is going to stay within arm's reach of Theron.
8.
You feel a bit of a lane in the chamber as the substance jumps from the floor into your body.
Oh.
And you feel your body becoming denser.
All right. Tentacle takeover.
Control shape.
Number 2.
And you're becoming denser. Like material denser, like not making her stupid, right?
Correct.
Yes.
You couldn't couldn't get much more dense.
Coming from Arden, the good thing you clarified that.
18.
18? All right. You feel very heavy, very weighty.
Too much pizza.
Yeah, that kind of thing. It'll disappear over time as your body figures out how to layer this. But for the time being, you've gained a lot of weight.
Congratulations, Theron.
Everyone in the room starts trying to stop themselves from laughing.
I knew it would hit another kink.
So I flail around, and I guess everybody just watches calmly.
you could say Theron might have inflated a little bit.
Did I gain any mass? Or am I just heavier?
You're heavier.
Okay. All my molecules. I have more molecules, but I'm not bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. I form out of a puddle and I'm just like on the ground, breathing hard.
Did she take like all the goo or just some?
Most of it.
Three dragons worth of goo.
There's one other person who ended up getting some of the goo.
Sauce.
They were examining it and then it just jumped out at them.
Did anyone notice that?
Spot check. I'll give everyone a chance of a spot check.
I was busy getting...
Yeah, you're...
Yeah.
You would have to do really good.
I'm going to omit that because I was making sure Theron wasn't getting killed.
15.
No.
7 out of 10.
No.
No one notices.
Great.
Munis doesn't either.
Oh my God. Wait, but does Zoss?
I hope so. Zoss is confused.
You rolled a 1.
I'm sorry, I should have said that. I'm so sorry. What was I thinking?
Zoss just feels weird for a second. Huh, that was weird.
So like if I was like testing out my new, like it just feels...
You might have more material to use.
Denser.
It's the difference between one arm.
Yeah. And all of the arms.
Or, dude, gum. Gum bazooka. All right. Consecutive normal punches.
Do I get any like sense of some sort of message or just anything from Elaine after that?
Nothing from Elaine. What you get is a lonely silence from the newly acquired mass as it is layered into you and becomes fully a part of you.
Oh. So not only did I kill them, I trapped them all in Theron's body.
Cool. I just wanted to make a super dragon by combining 3 incomplete dragons.
Sam has, in fact, violated the Geneva Convention.
You're right. You've committed crimes against humanity. Wow.
What's a human?
Oh, humanities. Oh, you know, philosophy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Crimes against... I'm the only war criminal in the group now. Not even Theron.
Well, actually, technically, we're all kind of criminals because what we did to Roqueport is very much an act of terror.
Oh yeah, okay. We didn't know we'd do that. It was not. It was not done in the intention of
right,
causing
right.
terror.
Okay, right. So we're what? We're fucking made the atom bomb accidentally.
Yeah, we're Chernobyl scientists.
Yeah, we're Chernobyl scientists. Great. That makes you feel better.
Zaz kind of gets up, heaves themselves. Huh, I think I'm taller.
Aged up again.
What do you mean you're taller?
I just feel heavy.
I pick him up.
You make a strength check.
Oh, you were ready for it, too.
Did you drop the bug?
14. I must have, yes.
The bug latches onto your chest.
Ooh.
With its proboscis.
No, with its legs.
Oh, okay.
So it's not actively bleeding Bada.
It is not bleeding Bada. It did get a natural 1.
On what?
It has stuck Zaz. Mm.
The bug is stuck on Zaz?
No. It
tried to suck Zaz. His blood?
Kind of. It's about to find out what it's like to suck up blood from somebody like Zaz.
You probably... BB.
Bad blood, bro. Bad blood.
Its eyes get dark.
BB?
We are about to create some sort of abomination.
No.
cool.
Its eyes get dark, like physically, like they were red.
Like they were, like they're getting filled up with something. And Zazzle push their stinger thing through their body like an ooze bath and pop out the side. Huh.
That was a very neat trick.
Yep, Sam looks very concerned.
I poke Zazzle on the shoulder. Seeing him,
solid.
Are you okay, Zazzle?
I think I'm more like Theron now.
Oh.
Oh, Arden's the only one that didn't get an upgrade.
I'm glad you guys finally got on my level.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I think they've been above your level.
Maybe we should go find out what's down the middle path.
There's nothing else in this room, is there?
No.
Just fungus and spores.
Hey, we could eat the fungus. Zaw says.
Or not. We could not eat the glowing fungus.
Seems like, do you feel compelled to eat the fungus?
I feel like it could be tasty.
Don't.
Theron, do you feel compelled to eat the fungus?
Don't ask.
Do I?
You look up at it like to as if to answer the question.
Yes.
Make a will save.
It's my mad scientist streak.
18.
There is a compulsion. Like there's this something in you primally is like, tasty luminescent mushrooms. But you don't like jump up and go mom like a rabbit animal.
Look, we're gonna get out of here, get some cake. We have cake waiting back at Rookport.
Bada, take some of the fungus.
What do you mean take something with fungus?
You'll have to climb up there.
Oh. I can climb up there. Why do you want me to take something with fungus?
It's like a potion to them.
A good potion?
Maybe. Ideas?
Nothing's telling me that this is going to be a good thing.
You know what? I try to clamber up there. Why not? What? It's going to take 5 minutes.
Climb check.
The door was just... We were told the door had a trim of the glowing fungus around it. Yeah, we don't need to climb up the wall. We need to walk 5 feet.
I never said to climb anywhere. I just said go have some.
Somebody made the climb check?
I started climbing and then I realized it was silly, so I stopped climbing. And I just reach up instead.
Strength check to harvest the mushroom. You rip some right off.
And your hands
start glowing.
Arden offers a flask to put the mushroom in.
It's way too big for that. They like ripped off a whole hunk, like a large turkey at Thanksgiving.
Oh, Jesus. I stuff it in my bag, I guess. My backpack.
Bada, you are now illuminated as a lantern.
We can see.
That looks neat.
Yeah.
And it's this kind of multicolored light.
Well... I look at my hand. It's still glowing.
What do you think I asked Bada to do?
I wipe my hands clean, hopefully.
Smudgy, smudgy.
I have two glowing hands now.
Yep, yeah, no, you do.
Use Theron's shirt.
No, I'm just going to walk out like a little rave kid. That's what I'm going to do.
It's a great way to have an end fight. Just raved out. While they're doing this weird shit, I don't understand. I'm just warping my hand in front of Zoss to see, like, hey, so you can do this now, and you can do this.
They're mimicking you and doing it.
Well, I'm making like big claws, and
they're trying to do it. They got hot dog fingers.
Been there, done that.
Just gotta try again.
I feel you, kiddo.
But always remember, you can find love anywhere.
Oh my fucking!
Onward. There's nothing else here, is there?
Yep. To the middle hallway.
Down the middle hallway, we go.
Bonk.
After what? Sam.
The door won't open until
Bada bonks the door with their
until Sam taps the barrier and it fades away.
And what do you give Bada like a look like it's like the third what?
All of you have done it, I think, at this point except Arden.
I almost never enter a room first.
Yeah. No, Sam just shakes his head at Bada like you were talking to me like I was stupid.
I didn't. You just low-key called Bada stupid.
I didn't call you stupid. When did I?
So, Munis, question.
Yes.
So, this is just three rooms.
So far, yes.
And Jade has been down here for centuries.
Many, many centuries.
What does Jade do?
Reviews historical information is what their schedule said before.
Oh, so... The soul can feel bad about this last conquest that we've delightfully painted on all of our walls.
Probably.
Interesting.
I imagine after even a couple hundred years, you've got down what you need to do and how to do it. You probably have some free time.
I suppose I'd never considered immortality as an option. No. I do not want to be a lich.
That's okay. You can die and go to the ages.
He's such a bubbly person.
I don't think Bada would appreciate your soul leaving them behind.
Well, I can't tell if that was an insult or a sincere compliment.
One was Munis, one was Akuma.
Yeah.
It's all blended in there.
Three people in there. You've got a mindless robot, a wonderful human being, and an evil piece of shit. What a pal.
I concur.
Moving on.
I mean, Arden wants to live forever. That's his prerogative.
What's down the hallway?
Yes.
Sam just charges forward with his spear.
Is it another mural filled?
Well, the hallway is absolutely mural filled. It's got more in it. It seems like this might be a place that they muse more often than the others.
All hyenas, too?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
Well, Munis, you don't know what's at the end of the hallway, right?
I don't.
Why not?
None of us have ever been that far as individuals.
It may be far more to this than just the three.
I would hope so.
The glow is comforting. The walls make me feel better. This is what I've suspected for a long time, as they're tracing over it. To your point, Arden, I think Jade is of the same opinion.
Oh, so she's given up. Or she's going to admit defeat.
Appears so, in that sense. As you go farther along, the possibility of the moon Karasa crashing into the planet seems to become more of a focus, practically a need.
So before it was like scribblings about like, oh, gotta see if this civilization can be protected. And then later on, it's like, gotta burn the whole thing down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Bada, I wonder if you're orchestrated by her. I wonder if she's, I mean, casual observation is that she seems rather petty and probably a little full of herself because she's making murals of herself. That perhaps your entire civilization was just there to worship what she did.
I mean,
or is no longer doing, I suppose.
As you near the end of the hallway, Sam in particular, the scrawling and the depictions allude to the world once again not being the way it was intended, that despite best efforts, who we are today is often nothing close to what we are in the far future, and anticipating the results after these trials, the common thread is that people will often look out for themselves first. And that is the that she seems to have taken away from the experiment.
So there's a story being told about she's seen, Jade has seen the rise and fall of civilizations,
mm-hmm.
and her final judgment is that all people are selfish.
With the exception of her own.
Those might have been. That's not explained, right? What came before?
It's alluded to a bit. The people who sacrifice themselves for the future of civilization.
Us?
Shh, shh, shh.
And that she'll awaken them from their slumber.
Oh, not us.
Once they've arrived.
Maybe us?
Okay, so I will not reiterate everything the GM just said, but Sam just, like, finishes telling up as, like, this is just kind of sad.
Oh, what's sad?
I can't imagine watching people come and go and live their lives and just thinking everyone's just out to get you.
Well, and I suppose this feels like a good time to reiterate that while I am sorely disappointed in Jade's performance, I would still like to speak with them before, in lieu of an altercation. But I suppose if Jade has been sealed down in this hole for centuries and only comes up to teach people to sing on a smuggler's raft.
I've been thinking about that. And Munis, you said she wants kind of the same thing you did, but just in a different way.
More or less, now that I've seen all this.
So she was there to oversee you and make sure that the spires were turned off?
From birth.
It was a chance meeting.
Was I part of this orchestration?
you were the one that Kuma apparently selected to be their successor, even if they didn't tell anybody.
And was that by Jade's prerogative or Akuma's?
Appears to have been Akuma. They do get to select them.
Hmm.
For all intents and purposes, Jade does respect free will.
I've been using my free will to disrespect her.
How rude.
Oh, what does this progression of, like, stuff on the walls, like, look to the untrained eye? Because, like, Okay. Hearing this doesn't make any sense.
To the untrained eye, the cliff notes would be civilizations in the sense of, like, small towns building up, more people, likely numbers, keeping track of populations.
Pictographs.
It's pictures, not art. Like, it's actual, like, she went out and took like a recording.
Like a photograph?
Yeah.
More like pictographs. If you called for actual data, you might get it. And there's rise and falls. The thorough line through those rise and falls is more and more spires losing their connection or beam to Karasa and it getting closer and causing massive global disruptions in the sea and civilizations getting wiped away clean.
Okay, so everything we've learned, but the solidification of everything we've learned from a simplistic standpoint. Like, I couldn't tell the motive, but you guys can.
So. And at the end of a wipeout, there's the image of Jade raising their paw to the sky, and then life starting again, and history repeating itself.
Is it always furry animals?
Hmm?
Is it always furry animals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere in Locust, there's like a gene vault.
Well, actually, it was mostly the implication of a primordial dragon, implying that in ancient times there was feral versions of us.
Oh, you're curious if those existed. Make a spot check.
I wasn't asking that question directly. I was just curious if all the depictions of civilization was always animal people. Spot check?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, with how long you're spending there, the only primordials you see are ones that are on the very tippy top of the ceiling, and they are essentially biting into each other's tails in circles.
Ouroboros?
Mm-hmm. With dragons.
This is stupid dragon fascination.
Please make a spot check.
Listen, dragons are hot.
You'll also see that in one of the iterations, there were insectoid people mixed in with the, very sparsely with the fuzzy and scaly and other standard sort.
And then over here, there's, oh, look, juggernauts with big red crystals in them, right?
And a polar bear in a suit. How weird.
What's this big polar bear face with a bunch of candles around it?
Why does this one have a beret and no pants?
Why is this one singing?
Oh, they have friends that sing too. Oh, wait, are they really friends?
So by the pictograms, it can be fairly obvious that this person is giving up on, like, from the beginning to the end, it looks like they're doing something to support, and then just at the end, it's like, eh.
Whatever love they had for this has withered and died.
I imagine that, like, near the end, the scrawlings get, like, less and less ordered and more just, like, scratchy, like, scratch notes.
Like rage, scratching.
The start was nice, neat, orderly, little.
Mm-hmm.
And then the end is just like, fuck it, fuck!
They deserve what they get.
Is that written on there?
It's implied heavily.
Okay.
And sometimes it's easier to rush them along.
Hmm.
Sometimes they just need the right inspiration to do what they would do anyway. They can't be better than who they were born to be.
100% internal investigation for dereliction of duty.
Okay.
We're internal affairs now. Spire internal affairs.
that's a big promotion from repair crew.
Sure fucking is. actually, that should have been a designation that I gave us because internal affairs usually supersedes all other authority because they're the ones that... Ah, damn it.
Theron, you do see your mother in that picture and near the end. And behind her appears to be that hyena again with their paws firmly planted on both sides of their head. And two fingers, pulling their eyes open toward mounds of wealth.
We ruined her plans by being shitty children, all of us.
Sam shrugs.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I would. I don't think you can do this, but I would search my memories for any sort of sign that, like, what? No, the wealth came, like, way before I was born, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So at some point, she just gave up?
No childhood memory through a cracked door or a keyhole of your mother meeting a hyena?
Nope.
I'm going to make a ubiquitous history check because...
Those are interesting statements.
Well, that's a 26 on a history check to recall the lore behind the founder who had the spear, because founder Hardinge of the order, when it was made, had a hyena wife who had the half of that spear that he used to conquer spires, and him and his wife disappeared in the spire where Chryso gave us that spear, but his wife wasn't there.
Search check.
4.
You'll be told if you find this.
I just want to see.
I just wanted to know what I'm searching for. That's 11.
11? Well, you're in luck. This is in the floor.
Oh. Arden moves his foot to the side. Oh.
While you're pondering.
You're like looking down like,
oh. Oh, okay. And this is near the very end of the hallway. It seems to be a memorial to... the person you're kind of thinking of, with Jade over their shoulder, hugging them.
Oh, thank you, Kronk. wait a second. So, this scrawling is different from everything else, both in its location and the fact that she actually is showing she cares about somebody.
Yes. It looks like this is a deep care. Little details are put into it.
I was standing on her love. I'm still pissing her off, and I'm not even trying now. Hey, Sam, can you read any of that? And he points to the floor.
Sam's like, oh, there's more. And looks down.
The entirety of the administrative song rings around the imagery. And please make a spot check.
13?
To the right of it, there's a little... It's jittery. It's like someone with a jittery claw.
Like it's not done.
Or they were having issues when they wrote it?
Having issues, probably.
Okay. All right.
It's a little old. It's probably a bit older than the depiction there, or a bit younger. It's sometime in there. It seems like an apology. They're hoping that Morris will still... love them when they see them again after everything they've done is what the longer script breaks down to.
Okay.
And they know they're not the person they were at the beginning.
The founder guy wasn't a ferret though, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I think I wrote him as a lizard folk.
Are there any other people of note? Because it seems like there's a pattern, but with Jade having her paws on different people.
Search check.
Yeah, looking for other people that she just had her paws on. 9.
Okay, so you're going to be distracted by, on the other side of the mural, other side of the wall.
More pirates.
There's this rain coming down, and then people growing out of the ground, like sprouting flowers. And there's some script there.
Hmm. Well, Sam will, since it's actually right there and... readable, right?
It is.
The administrator song?
Yeah.
We'll write it down, firstly, in whatever language we're calling it, common, and recount to Arden that the song appears to be some kind of long elegy.
Yes.
And that she was, the little end bit wasn't part of the song, but some kind of apology for changing as a person.
Hmm. So she regrets what she's done?
At one point she might have.
Yeah, sounds like it sounds more like she regrets what has happened, not what she's doing.
Hmm. Well, that'll be a useful tool. And
Sam furrows his brow and says, I don't think we should use that like a tool.
Sorry. The fact that that Jade shows remorse over something that she's done means that she has at least the bare minimum amount of empathy to be able to Munis.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to have empathy over what you've done? Regret.
I try to continually look forward and not remember.
Denial. Okay. Cool. But when you do something bad and you regret it, then there is the capacity to reform and change and not sink further into despair, which I think may be too late for her, but this is a valuable sign that it isn't a tool to use against her, it's a means to connect with her.
Sam nods furiously.
Zyla's pot pokes their head up. I feel like she hasn't connected with anybody in a long time.
That's a strong possibility, but we'll find out whenever she decides to make an appearance.
Mina, she was keeping tabs on you, right?
Of course.
Why was she in Lippus Marsh?
So I've noticed every year Jade travels the world in some capacity. Always Bippus March, for some reason.
Oh, that's where her beloved died.
It's at the same time every year?
Yes.
What do you two know?
It sounds like she went to mourn the death of the person that she...
She actually was not there to keep an eye on Munis. She was there to do her memorial every year.
No.
And potentially, if she's asking for forgiveness, she could have very well been the one who betrayed him.
No.
I don't recall the name of Hardinge's wife from the history books when I read about it, but...
That's because that was removed.
I believe that would to be the case, but she just disappeared at that point. She's never seen again. But that's a little sad.
I look around the mural to see if there's anything like related to Bismutum.
Hey, Darren, is that some script I see that
search
didn't
check.
Get read?
Oh.
We're going to get stuck in this hallway reading the scrawlings and like her fucking bagel recipe.
So you do locate what appears to be Bismutum based on the shape of the mapping. And there's some scrawling there.
Sam!
I'm wanted.
Sam!
Yes, Vada?
He just takes her face and smushes
it. No!
Oh, can you read this?
What's it say?
Read it, funny man!
Oh my god! What's this say?
Sam will hold his lantern up.
I'm a whole backpack of light.
Oh, that's true, huh? But Sam also likes the blue colors, so he's got his lantern.
So, this is some of the fondest writing you've seen. It appears that Bismutum, largely on their own, was able to connect to the spires and to some of the old history and make their civilization better with it. They chose to reach for information that would help their crops, would help their health, instead of trying to resurrect ancient weapons, primarily. And they successfully kept some of the worst of themselves from gaining power over time. Seems there's a affection Jade would have for them for their long-term planning and thinking over other areas of the world.
Sam turns to Bada and says, well, it says that your people are a wonderful people.
Back off.
right in Sam's ear just... This reads like a glowing review of my favorite tea shop.
Five stars would come again.
Fucking
Yelp
from the elder gods.
So wait,
Jelp.
Jade. I'm assuming this is all written by Jade. She has some sort of appreciation for anybody from Bismutum.
Seems in general,
Sam. Iterate. It's not anybody in particular. It's like how their whole culture works is better than everybody else's.
Sense motive.
From on whom?
Text?
From both of you.
17.
Low.
All right. I also rolled low.
5.
So you might end up relaying this. It appears that Jade doesn't view people as individuals. They view them as homogenous masses or as civilizations or groups of people. And compared to where the stories began and where they ended up, that there was a change at some point.
So when it started, she was looking at the actions of collectives, but collectives of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end, it was just them. Is that what you're saying?
The minimum requirement for attention seems to be larger and larger. Bigger petri dishes.
Well, it sounds like just in general, she just was fond of not necessarily anyone in Bismutum.
Bismatum as a society versus specific individual?
Yeah, there's no mention of specific individuals, just that they did good.
No.
Right? Yeah. That's accurate. Yeah.
That's a good sign that they care.
It also appears near the very end of it that there's some new scrawling. They will be rewarded in that they will survive through the spires and their whisper stones.
Sam just...
but it's like, whoa, oh my god. Yeah. All right, guys, I'll see you guys later. Oh, wait, no, I won't.
Just puts the mosquito in his pocket. He's like, I'm out. See you guys later or not.
Sam furrows his brow and just looks aside to Bada for a second and says, well, your guys' beliefs were good.
Can't help the feeling that we failed somehow still.
It doesn't sound like there is any criteria for success. Only failure.
Jesus, fuck. That's like Arden level cynical.
Is Arden proud of Sam?
Confused, but understanding.
All of these scribblings only talk about how things have gotten worse, except for Bismatum. And to be honest, the end part here is just about how, because you guys use your whisper stones and the tears, your souls will be preserved when you die. Not that's your reward, is you might be sucked into a battery. No, it's not. That's Arden. That's too much Arden.
When you get to that end, the rain imagery from the other side of the Bismatum mural is repeated along with its own text. You would have skipped past it on your way there.
I don't understand what you mean, though.
There was some storm imagery and other stuff to the far left side.
Oh.
About it raining and people sprouting from the ground like, well, daisies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The one Theron said.
Yeah.
Because Theron never said anything.
Actually, you guys cut her off. Mm.
So, wait. She liked Bismatum, but when we visited there, those people wouldn't hurt a fly. Like, I don't... She sounds like a goddamn hypocrite, if you ask me. Like, they're great, but, you know, screw it, I'm gonna turn off all the spires and kill everybody? Like, whatever.
That's I can't see anything here that says that she'd be satisfied with us. Yeah. Like people. There's all these notes, all these observations, they all seem like judgments. Over time.
If Bismatum did it right, then why isn't she trying to save the planet?
Well, that is a good question to ask her when we meet her.
Then let's go ask her. This is all this whole hallway, and she gestures to the down. It's like this is ridiculous.
It is. We've traveled 15 feet down this 30-foot hallway, and we keep getting distracted by the pictures.
Sorry,
you have fully participated in all of that.
Oh, I know.
Sam,
it's a dog.
Her is at the art gallery.
Sam will look Arden right in the eye and say, I think this is more helpful to us than anything we've done in the past 8 months, however long it's been.
Well, it's useful information as it's... I mean...
Sam says, I don't think we're going to win a fight.
I have contingencies if it comes to a fight.
Me too, Zaz says, and they pull out their swords.
That's not a contingency. That's your go-to.
I can throw it now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got the throwing sword. Yeah.
She'll think she's safe, and I'll throw it at her.
Let's hold off on that for a touch.
We are going to talk to her first, if we can. If she's not willing to listen, that's when we destroy her.
I'll let you guys talk to her first. Probably wouldn't be that helpful.
Well, I'm not supposed to talk to anybody, apparently, but...
Sam nods in approval. Theron, yeah, yeah, Theron, yeah.
Yeah, okay, just because you have literally twice as much charisma as I do.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
Yeah, okay, that's actually the end of the statement. Let's go.
Hey, Sam, Zaz asks, can I have your hand for a moment?
Oh, okay.
They grab it.
Sam holds out his hand, yeah.
And they point to the bottom of the scrawl text for the rain and sprouting people. What's that say?
What's it say, GM?
What does it say?
From darker rains, brighter futures bring hope.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Zaz. It says, from darker rains, brighter futures bring hope.
So.
It doesn't sound quite right.
It's actually quite accurate. We've been through a lot, and we've seen a lot of terrible things, and we're working towards a better future.
Sam says, no, I got it, but wouldn't it be that darker rains brings hope for a brighter future?
That would be the proper text.
Are you saying it's a mistranslation?
There might be a morbid intent.
Okay, yeah, that's what...
Oh, cleansing flames of the sun will purify the earth so that the new order may rise.
So something about it doesn't sound right. It's like it's backwards.
No, I don't know. If she thinks she has a brighter future for us, I ain't for it.
Neo's just kind of got their head cocked looking at it. Huh. Oh, well.
What do you mean, oh, well?
Well, I mean, dark rain, people sprouting from the earth, people sprouting from the soil.
Like plants?
They, like, kind of just knuckle at Bada's shoulder.
Bada contemplates.
Spot check, Bada.
The mural will adapt.
Bada looks around for a total of 20.
Oh.
Bada got 20. Bada, as you follow the rain, it goes back up to Karasa. Like it's coming down from the moon.
Oh.
It's not rain.
No, the skies will darken because there'll be a giant moon crashing.
No, it's part of Karasa's sense. We go back to Karasa and Karasa senses back down to... Oh my gosh.
Bada has his head in his paws. Mm.
So, what, Karasa's going to bring life back to this world somehow?
Yeah. But, I mean...
Oh. Now, can I make the correlation between that and what Moonsea did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn it.
What?
On our fight with him, he made the sky go dark, rained umbra on us, and then sprouted out of the ground.
A dragon came from meteorites.
Oh.
So, Moonsea fired a dragon at us from Karasa. Is that right, Munis?
It's a similar thing. It's a concept. It's instinctual. They turned themselves into a cloud and rained on you so they could cause the ground to shake and quake.
I was talking about the meteors that were filled with umbral substance.
More of Moonsea. It didn't come directly from the moon.
Okay. Interesting. So that was lights and flare and less...
Yes.
Sam will point at the mural. Umbra?
Seems likely.
Oh. should that be where we cut?
Yes.
We're going to keep going.
Just... Oh. Next time on Curse of Karasa.
The Curse of Karasa is a production of Reno Area Anthropomorphic Arts and Recreation for BLFC 2023. This episode was edited by DeJarum's Pony and was mixed and mastered by AJ the Ratty. Yima Quinn is our game master and the voice of Zoss and the NPCs. Arden Renshaw is played by Hawkfeather. Theron Perch is played by DeJarum's Pony. Bada Amica is played by Dabbles. Samuel Horstrom is played by Demic Cretu. Original music by Fox Amore. You can find more music from Fox Amore at foxamore.bandcamp.com and on Spotify. For more information about BLFC, the theme, and the lore behind your favorite characters and settings, visit goblfc.org.